Happy New Year to you as well, Nita. It's nice to talk to you again, and Happy New Year to all your listeners.
Well, it's been very colourful, busy year. We hope to have a really nice good news year. And the good news starts, I think, with the first edition of the Australian Jewish News. And what I'm saying, very, very happy, is to see our Prime Minister dancing in the synagogue with the rabbi. This is an incredible cover photo. Can you tell us about it?
Nita, it was an amazing moment last Friday at the Central Synagogue in Sydney. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, he was there dancing with Rabbi Levi Wolf and the Chazan Shimon Farkas. They were dancing along with people gathering around in circles. It was a sight to be seen, and I filmed it on our Jewish News Facebook page. You can have a look at the video of Malcolm Turnbull dancing. He was there to celebrate Hanukkah with the community, as well as to condemn the United Nations Security Council resolution against Israel that was passed late last month. The Prime Minister slammed that resolution as one-sided and deeply unsettling. Now, Nita, this resolution, which controversially saw the United States abstain rather than use its power of veto, stated that Israel's continuing establishment of settlements in Palestinian territory constitutes a flagrant violation under international law and a major obstacle to the achievement of the two-state solution. Now, Malcolm Turnbull said that the resolution was deeply unsettling for our community. He said that Australia stands with Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East. He says Australia supports a peaceful resolution of the disputes between Israel and the Palestinians, and that we support a two-state solution, just as the government of Israel does. Now, Malcolm Turnbull said that a two-state solution can only be negotiated between the parties, and said it is not assisted by one-sided resolutions made at the councils of the United Nations or anywhere else. He added that Australia believes such resolutions are not conducive to the successful conclusion of negotiations, which we urge the parties to undertake. Now, the Prime Minister added that we support Israel in its efforts to achieve that two-state solution, and we stand shoulder to shoulder with Israel in the fight against terrorism. Now, Malcolm Turnbull's comments, Nita, echoed a statement from Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, who implied that Australia would have opposed the motion, now noting that Australia is not currently a member of the United Nations Security Council and it wasn't eligible to vote. Bishop said in voting at the UN, the coalition government has consistently not supported one-sided resolutions targeting Israel. A big story this week, Nita, it's our cover story, and you can read more about it in this week's edition.
And I believe it was actually a surprise visit to the Central Synagogue. The Prime Minister phoned the rabbi and he said, I'm coming.
Yeah, that's right. Rabbi Levi Wolf received a phone call from the Prime Minister, who told the rabbi that the community was in his mind and in his thoughts after the horrible week of the United Nations. In return, Rabbi Wolf invited the Prime Minister and his wife, Lucy, to attend that evening service at the synagogue, and the Prime Minister accepted that invitation. He arrived at the synagogue with his wife. He was there for the menorah lighting. He danced with the rabbi. He addressed the congregation. It was a wonderful event, Nita.
I believe so. The picture tells the story. You can see the rabbi and the Prime Minister dancing together, smiling to the cameras. Incredible photo. In the meantime, Evan, our former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, wrote a very interesting article, his observation about the Australian-Israel relationship and the funding of Australia to the Palestinians.
That's right, Dita. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, in an article he wrote on December 30 for The Spectator magazine, he said that Australia should cut its $40 million a year package in aid to the Palestinian Authority while it keeps paying pensions to terrorists and their families. Now, the former Prime Minister also suggested that another way for Australia to demonstrate its unwavering support for Israel as the Middle East's only liberal democracy might be to join any move by the incoming Trump administration to move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now, Australia's Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, was quick to distance herself from these views, saying that Australia will not be moving its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Julie Bishop said that the government has no plans to do that, and said that Australian aid to the Palestinian territories is under review after the aid program for World Vision in the Palestinian territories was suspended last year. Now, listeners might remember, Nita, that World Vision's former Gaza head, Mohammed El-Khalabi, is due to face an Israeli court later this month over alleged fraud in relation to its operations in the Palestinian territories. And we'll all be watching that court case, Nita, very closely.
And talking about Hanukkah, we said that the Prime Minister attended the synagogue. There was a lot of celebrations. I want to mention the one on Christmas Day, on December 25th, that more than 2,000 members of the Jewish community gathered in Dover Heights Shul. Can you tell us about it?
That's right, Nita. Whilst non-Jewish families celebrated Christmas, as you said, more than 2,000 members of the Jewish community gathered in Dover Heights for the annual Hanukkah in the Park event, and then the dedication of a new Torah, which was actually donated by the Asselin family. Now, Rafi and Miri Asselin, they're longtime members of the Dover Heights Shul, and they commissioned this new Sefer Torah in Israel. Following the lighting, the last letters were inscribed in the scroll, and the Torah was then paraded along Military Road, assisted by Rose Bay Police and the Highway Patrol, accompanied by a singing, dancing crowd of adults and children. The parade continued until it reached Dover Heights Shul, where the new scroll was dedicated, and all the synagogue's Torahs were then taken out onto the street in celebration. It was a very emotional moment. It was very special to see and experience.
We're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, after 43 years in the rabbinate, 28 years out of them, at the Perth Hebrew congregation, Rabbi David Freilich is retiring. It's big news for the Perth community.
That's right, Nita. Rabbi Freilich, he's Australia's second longest serving Orthodox rabbi, and as he said, he's retiring from the WA Shul, and a search has begun to find a successor. Now, in addition to his role at the synagogue, Rabbi Freilich has also been the chief rabbi of Western Australia, the head of the Kashrut Authority of WA.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Radio, Shalom Australia, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Evan, good news for many of our listeners who are WITSO members. WITSO Australia has recently been granted tax deduction to all donations.
That's right, Nita. WITSO Australia has just been accepted as a tax deductible gift recipient, meaning that any donation over $2 is now tax deductible. And as you said, it's great news for the community. Now, Nita, your listeners might remember that late last year, when the bushfires ravaged Israel, the Ahuzat Yeladim boarding school, which is sponsored by WITSO Australia, it's located in Haifa, it was badly damaged by the fires, and they set up an emergency appeal. Now, if you want to donate, you can do that on the WITSO Australia website, and we're now with donations tax deductible. We encourage members of the community to come out and dig deep in support of that organization.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much, and have a great week and a great year.